view of that? Did you watch that hit, and how scared were you at the time for Josh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was right there. I was actually same yard line and everything. And anytime you see a guy's helmet fly off and you know, the way he reacted after he got hit, I mean, it scares you. I mean, even if it was one of their guys, I mean, it's just scary. It's a scary part of this game. It's a physical game, and you don't want to see it on anybody. Fortunately, he's a tough guy, and, you know, he wants to get on the football field. I mean, it's going to be like pulling teeth to get him not to play. So.
How tough is he to, you know, be back as quick as he is?
He's a real deal. I mean, he's a tough cat. I mean, that's just, you know, that's his nature. I mean, he just loves to play this game, and, I mean, he's Josh Cribbs. He does a lot of things, and like I said, I'm glad 16's on our team because there's not many guys in the league that, you know, bounce back up and kind of respond the way he did. That's pretty impressive.
I know he wasn't out there.
Looking at the film at the Giants, secondary. Does it look like a secondary you can go after? I know the defensive line is really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're good. I mean, you're talking about the defending Super Bowl champions. You know, they got guys back there that can cover. But yeah, I mean, they've got some injuries back there. They've got some guys that are a little banged up. But I mean, you got Webster's been in the league for a while. You know, Akamura's first rounder guy that I played against in college. They got very talented guys. You got to be careful. You got to pick your spots. But yeah, like you said, up front, they're really good. I mean, they got guys who can really rush the passer. But if we have time, you know, I like my guys in matchups. You know, we're going to take shots and do things we've kind of been doing all year.
I know Josh didn't have a big role the first few games, but then he was in the starting lineup last week. Looked like he was going to have a role. What kind of role can he have in this offense?
You know, he's one of those guys, and I tell him this all the time, he's in the fourth quarter, he's the guy you want to throw the football to. I mean, you know he's going to make a play. I mean, he'll catch it. He'll knock it down if he has to, but he's going to attack the football. I mean, having guys like that, I mean, as a quarterback, there's nothing more comforting than the guy that's going to battle for the football while it's in the air, and he's that guy, you know, and you just can't keep him off the field. I mean, whether he's hurt or not playing, whatever, you can't keep him off the field. He's just he's a guy that, you know, you want in your foxhole. I mean, he's a tough guy that makes plays, and he's done it for a long time, you know, and I guess, like I said, as a quarterback, you want that, you know, especially late in games.
Brandon, when defenses can get their pressure from their four up front and they don't have to do a lot of things, they say that's a big benefit. Is that what the Giants are all about? Do they just get it from the four?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they'll rush five quite a bit, actually. They'll bring guys, they'll bring Boley, and they'll bring some guys other than the front four. But they like to sit back and play coverage and match up, you know, man-to-man or cover three, whatever. But they like to get pressure with the front four. But the tape I've watched so far, and I'm just kind of nipping in the butt, but I mean, they're bringing five, you know, quite a bit. So as good as their front four is, you know, they still like to add extra guys to cover up the back and do some things there. So I would guess as good as they are, that's probably their plan. They want to rush four and drop, you know, drop the other seven in coverage and do some things there.
Yeah, I know you said that hitting that long ball to Greg was like getting the monkey off your back. How important is it to build on that and keep that going?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, for offensively, if you look at a corner or you're calling plays, you're looking at from a cornerback's perspective, that it makes you kind of stay on your toes a little bit just because they know you can run by them, you can complete them. You know, there for a while we didn't complete one, so guys were able to sit on routes and do some things to squat on certain routes underneath. So, you know, hitting that big one was big for us, but it's going to take more than one. You know, we're going to complete more than one big one to really get the respect, you know, down the field.
Is Eli one of the quarterbacks you really study in this league?
Yeah, I mean, and I know Eli, you know, from going to the Manning camp the last few summers, and so, you know, I mean, just sitting in a room with him and Peyton, I was like a sponge. I don't think I blinked one time, and I was just listening to everything they had to say. And I mean, he's got two Super Bowls. You know, he's a guy that's had a lot of success. You know, he's got to follow his big brother's footsteps the whole year or his whole career. But and the guy's a heck of a player. I mean, he's an elite quarterback. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's one of the guys that I enjoy watching. I mean, I'll flip on the tape or I'll watch games when the Giants are playing. I mean, he's a quarterback that I like to watch. And I told you guys this a long time ago. I've never had a team, but just watching quarterbacks has always been something I've done, and he's one of the guys I've watched.
What does he do in the fourth quarter that enables him to stay calm and lead all those comebacks?
Thing about him, he doesn't try to do too much. He takes his check downs. He's a completion junkie. I mean, to sum it up, he wants completions. He wants to get the ball in his playmaker's hands, and he doesn't try to force the ball down the field or force the ball in tight windows. He checks it down and moves on to the next play. You know, from what I've seen, you know, that's why he's had, you know, so much success.
We asked him about you. He said he's watched you and made a few comments, but one of those was, whether you're 28 years old or not, you know, you're still a rookie, and it's going to take a while. I mean, but he can't really know that because he's never been a 28-year-old rookie. You know, what do you see as possible now that you've got four games under your belt?
Well, he's been 28, and he's been a rookie, you know. And so yeah. He's, you know, I mean, if you ask him, he probably had some bumps in the road as well as a rookie. I mean, you're talking about, you know, a guy that has had success late in, I mean, all the way through his career. I mean, there was bumps in the road for him, too. I mean, and I'm not going to use it as an excuse. I mean, yeah, I am 28 years old, but I'm still seeing things for the first time, you know. So, you know, for him, I mean, he gets it. I mean, other quarterbacks get it. You know, it's when you're back there and the bullets are flying and you can be 16 or you can be 36, it's still not easy, you know, and you still got to get a feel for the game, and that's that comes with taking reps.
Brandon, people talk about establishing the run to set up the pass. But does this team, because the defenses tend to maybe stack the box a little bit to stop traffic, does this team need to really establish the pass to allow the run game to be successful?
I don't think so. I think it's vice versa. I mean, I think that's any football team in football. I just think you have to be able to run the football in order to throw the ball down the field. I mean, you know, when you got guys that are, when you're getting those, even if it's play action. I mean, you look at guys like Adrian Peterson and Christian Ponder's had, you know, throw some balls behind linebackers because of the suck they're getting from the running game. So they kind of go hand in hand. But on the flip side, I mean, if you ask Trent, he's probably saying, I wish we threw the ball, you know, a lot more so we can, you know, it opened up some passes. You know, they're dropping deep in the zones. But, you know, for me as a quarterback, I think you got to run it to throw it.
Is that hard to do when the focus of the defense is to you know, put eight in the box or whatever and stop the run?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough on, you know, the five up front and Trent. You know, that's when it's my job to try to do some things to get into a pass or you know, check out of a play and get us into to a better play. I mean, that's, you don't want to run against eight-man boxes. You're just running into a brick wall. You know, that's just, your optimal is just, you know, create some space and let Trent do his thing. You know, and these guys, they like to play some seven and eight-man boxes, so we just got to take what they give us.
When you're watching the film, how do you feel you're doing going through the progressions? And do you see a difference between week one and week four?
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think there's still some times, I think, where I could have gotten to number three and number four. But I think overall, I think I'm getting better and a lot more comfortable in that area. I think getting your backs, too. Getting your, you know, even if he's not number three, you know, going 1-2, it's not there to find Trent or find Obi. And, you know, let those guys make plays. I've been a lot better the last few weeks. And it, you know, not only gives those guys a chance, I mean, it's completions. It's moving the chains. It's you know, like I said, I mean, we all want to throw 70%. I mean, our goal is to be a 70% passer, and you know, throwing the backs will help you do that.
Hey, the other day you said, you know, we got to get 33 the ball. Getting him the ball an appropriate amount of times, that, you know, amount that you would like to get him, what can that do for the whole operation?
Well, it opens up things. I mean, for Coach Shermer's calling plays, I mean, you know, find a way to get it to him however we get it to him. I mean, you know, he's a guy that loves to have the ball in his hand, so he can take more hits maybe than the next guy. But, you know, we've also got, you know, Obi, and we've got, you know, Terrio, and we've got guys, you know, guys that can really run the football, you know, so it can take the pressure off the five and up front. And it can also take the pressure off me and the guys outside. So, you know, that'll come. That'll all come, and you know, we just got to be patient and keep staying the course.